Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Hey, Husker fans, this Christmas, the only present worth giving or getting is the Mean Farmer. Nothing to do with the Huskers. It's available now where you buy all your Husker gear at the Megamart and at all Homer's locations. The Mean Farmer, nothing to do with the Huskers, from Otis and Diver and CD 105.9.
Mr. Store Clerk, you've got to help me. Please say you have Tickle Me Elmo.
No, we don't.
Oh, please look.
Okay, lady. Walk with me down the toy aisle.
Okay.
We got Punch Me Archie.
No.
Boink Me Barbie.
Mm.
Strip Search Me Kojak.
Mm.
Oh, here's a Don't Tickle Me Again, Elmo, or I'll punch your lights out.
Mm.
How about Tickle Me Lorena? Cheapen Me Yasmin?
No!
Reform Me Hillary.
No.
Don't be fooled by cheap imitations of counterfeit knockoff dolls. A message from the bootleg industry, the Forest Hump people. Whether you work in hide tanning or bomb disposal, the new Mean Farmer Nothing to Do with the Huskers tape, now available at Megamart and Homer's, is the perfect gift, bridging the gap between now and the 24th or 25th century. The Mean Farmer Nothing to Do with the Huskers, now at Megamart and Homer's, brought to you by Otis, Diver, and CD 105.9. Test. Hi. Hi? This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, how you can help me have a Merry Christmas, a blessed Yuletide, a fulfilling holiday season. You know, I'm an old man now. Oh, you know I'm an old man. Old and mean, true, but old. I'm in my sunset years, my golden era. I'm old, I'm lonely, and my only friends are the pit bulls, Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer. And sometimes, you know, I wonder about them. They may be just hanging around waiting for me to drop. You know, one night I dozed off in the kitchen floor, and when I woke up, the dogs had chewed both my boots off. Uh-oh. You know, once they've tasted human socks, well, You know. I'm old. I'm lonely. I'm poor. Of course I'm poor. I'm a farmer. Yeah, I live from Social Security check to Social Security check to Social Security check, depending, of course, on how close I can follow the mailman and if I can beat Fred and Johan and the rest to their mailboxes. I'm old. I'm lonely. I'm poor and mean, and it looks like another bad Christmas for me unless you help. Here's a man to tell you how.
If you want the Mean Farmer to have a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, buy a Mean Farmer tape today on sale at Megamart and Homer stores everywhere. Your money will be put to use helping deserving people other than you. Every dollar you spend helps stop the Tickle Me Elmo conspiracy. So buy a Mean Farmer tape today.
Come here, Elmo. I'll tickle you. I got you. Oh, you're back. Well, now go away. Help me keep this a commercial-free program. Go stand in line to buy a tape. I can't talk right now. I got my accountant on the line, the Bean CPA. Yeah, we're talking about accounts receivable. That's where you come in, you see. Accounts receivable. You're more than just a friend.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen. Too bad about the Desert Storm scandal. The Army's logs, which would reveal the truth about chemical warfare, are missing. It is a huge scandal. But wouldn't the Army be pleased with you if you showed up at the Pentagon with the missing documents? And now you can, with the Dickie Schmooze Missing Secret Document Collection. With each document, you'll receive a notarized letter of authenticity proving that these documents were stolen from actual government safes. And not only will you get the missing chemical warfare logs, but you'll also get Lee Harvey Oswald's FBI pay stubs, a UFO owner's manual, Bill Clinton's love letters to Donna Shalala, all the Nixon tapes.
Sorry, Nixon tapes no longer in stock.
And plans to make this the merriest Christmas ever through the distribution of The Mean Farmer. Nothing to do with the Huskers. Available at the Megamart and at all Homers. Get secret stolen government documents. Send $100 per page to Dickie Schmooze Missing Secret Documents, Box 1, Jedgar Hoover, Madagascar.
We don't mean to alarm you, but the days of the World Wide Web are numbered.
Sorry, you've spent thousands on computers, servers, modems, learning Java and HTML, building a website.
But we haven't. CD105.9 has no website. We've moved straight to the next generation of planned obsolescence.
The temporal spatial skipping tape.
Dump your computer in your green recycling bin. All you need to access the temporal spatial skipping tape is a cassette deck and a t-shirt.
To reach CD105.9, just wear a t-shirt with the name of a CD105.9 character on it and put a Mean Farmer tape in your cassette deck.
Hit fast forward, reverse, fast forward, reverse, fast forward, reverse. As the tape builds speed, you'll travel through time and space.
You can change history, fix mistakes you've made in your youth, and find out what's happening on CD105.9.
Now you can win the $10,000 we gave away last summer. Now you can make Otis and Diver play Toast on Tuesday.
Get a shirt and a Mean Farmer tape, and we'll see you in the past.
We don't mean to alarm you, but the days of the World Wide Web are numbered.
Sorry, you spent thousands on computers, servers, modems, learning Java and HTML, building a website.
Well, we haven't. CD105.9.
Okay, the big game is on.
Yeah.
There, have some pretzels, buddy.
Pretzels.
Have some salt in the shell. Peanuts.
Salt.
Hey, pass the pork rinds.
Pork rinds. Ranch flavor pork rinds.
Cheese flavor popcorn.
Got beer? A message from America's brewski drinkers. Have a brewski.
Now Huskers back over the ball. Second down.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Well, that's typical of the venal and degrading lyrics to our sexist Christmas carols. Bells, as in Southern Belle, a depiction of women as fragile baubles, fainting when they hear the word shucky darn, and taking little teeny tiny steps as they rush through the mall Christmas shopping. Meanwhile, every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. Oh, so it's the female parent who fills the kids' heads with such twaddle. Maybe that's because when she settles down for a long winter's nap, mama's wearing a kerchief. Right, keep your hair in place even when you're sleeping, you fragile little belle. Men, this Christmas, join women in their efforts to eliminate Christmas carols. I'm sure that's what they want. Any genre named after the mother of the Brady Bunch deserves to wither and pass into history, like Ladies' Day at the ballpark. Well, that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Hey, Joe, where are you going with those dotted dogs?
Oh, those aren't dots, Bill. Those are spots. And these so-called dogs are really 101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane.
101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane?
101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane. It's what every kid wants this Christmas. Tamerlane, home of Tickle Me Tiger and Mutant Turtles, is the perfect place for one-stop shopping.
Kids want dogs, huh? Oh, like in the movie.
No, Bill. Like in the movie, kids want coats made out of dog pelts. 101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane comes with its own pint-sized rendering plant so the kids can live the unfulfilled dream of Cruella de Vil. Although it should be noted, Tamerlane has nothing to do with Disney.
Ho, 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 I'm going to get 101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane today.
101 Dalmatians from Tamerlane are available at Santa's Little Bagman stores, all quiet elf who kept to himself boutiques, and at Frederick of the North Pole shops coast to coast. Hey, gals, is your life as crowded as a Super Target at Christmas time? Your boss has you working late tagging turkey carcasses for the holiday rush while your husband is home with the kids, and your pager keeps beeping because he can't find his underwear, and your teenage daughter found hers but doesn't want to wear it while your teenage son does. And the toddler's developed a tick. Can't get into the Yuletide spirit since the department store Santa threw up on your shoes. You need the kind of help only Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go elves can give. Scantily dressed in green with pointy ears and bells on their shoes, Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go elves will flock your romantic tree.
Hi, I'm Ram, one of Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go elves. Let me show you my toy. I'll check all your bulbs and steer your knock. Then we'll put icing on your cookies.
Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go elves turn the holiday blahs into the holiday ahs. Call us today. We're in the phone book under Escort Services Christmas Fantasy. Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go elves. Grab one by the ears today.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, got your Christmas tree yet? Wow, that's fun, isn't it? Creeping through holiday traffic from lot to lot, haggling with a guy who acts like he's selling one of his kids instead of a bug-infested dime-a-dozen fur, while your kids are screaming, "We want that one! We want that one!" Well, creep, haggle, and scream no more. Save time and money with a Dickie Schmooze pre-owned Christmas tree. These little beauties have been broken in for you. There are even little depressions in the trunk, so you know exactly where to line up the screws in the tree stand. Sure, a few of the needles may have fallen off, but that's more than made up for, because there's a few strands of tinsel still hanging there from last year that'll save you valuable decorating time. Order a Dickie Schmooze pre-owned Christmas tree now. Send $40 a Dickie Schmooze tree, Box 1, Fire Hazard. What fire hazard? The North Woods.
Going without sleep can be dangerous. Remember, kids, we're professionals. Professional disc jockeys.
So don't try this at home. Lack of sleep could result in severe giddiness.
Or even harmful silliness, resulting in inappropriate laughter or grandiose self-amusement.
Sleep deprivation is a potentially hazardous pastime that should only be attempted by trained lunatics.
Lunatics like us. People with nothing to lose, no futures in a bent for self-destruction.
So remember, whenever you're awake, whenever you remain conscious, you're taking a big risk.
The risk of ending up like us. So play it safe. Take it from me, Otis 12.
And me, Diver Dan Doomy.
Don't flirt with mental disaster. Go back to sleep.
Daddy, Daddy, the principal of my school wants to see you again.
Oh, he does? Yep. It's probably about that sleep thing, you know? Has your teacher been telling you those weird stories again?
Oh, yeah. She says people close their eyes at night and lose consciousness, and then they feel good after this sleep.
Think about it, son. Uh-huh. According to them, during sleep, hours pass in what seem like seconds. Disjointed images pop into your head, although you're supposed to be unconscious, and your body temperature drops while you experience serenity. Aside from the inherent contradictions, the whole thing's just incredible.
They're crazy, Dad.
There's no such thing as sleep, son. Now, come on. It's June already. Let's hide behind the sofa and wait for Santa.
Yay! Hey, Dad, can I have more Mega Coffee?
Well, sure. If it weren't for Mega Coffee, you know, we'd lose one of our dimensions. Mm. We'd be flat and a lot stickier. So drink all you want.
Okay, Dad. Hey, Dad, is it true we're really dogs?
Dogs. Yeah, yes. That's the answer. Dogs.
Dad, what's a nose?
Mega Coffee. Disproving common sense for over 16 years, 117 days, 4 hours, 26 minutes, and 13 seconds. Stops time, too. Mega Coffee. Having trouble finding that one popular toy? Trying to avoid expensive therapy bills for the kid who threatens to start dipping the TV remote in her Ovaltine unless you come through? Well, come on down to Close Enough Toys. We've got Bite Me Elmo, the Tickle Me Elmo doll with a slight manufacturing flaw. Yes, a malfunction in the computer chip turns this lovable, cuddly toy into an adventure for every toddler. Bite Me Elmo teaches kids about real life and real infections. Also, at Close Enough Toys, Nintendo 63, featuring Pong. Black and white, one-dimensional gaming, the best since the old Commodore broke down. Come to Close Enough Toys, close enough to town on Industrial Access Bypass, two blocks south of the Do Not Enter sign. It's all close enough.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, let's rewrite an American classic to reflect today's feminist sensitive values. It's A Wonderful Life, 97. George Bailey wishes he had never been born, so he wasn't. Everything's pretty much the same except his wife Mary is president of the United States. That and that drunk druggist unleashed a virus that's wiped out most of the world, forcing survivors into roving bands of marauders constantly at war with each other for control of the dwindling food supply. But many of the chieftains are women. We call it, It's a Wonderful Life Beyond Thunderdome. But then George wakes up and realizes his paternalistic attitude has kept his wife from fulfilling her potential to be president of the United States. So he climbs to the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository and takes a shot at President Truman, who isn't even there. He's arrested, declared mentally incompetent to stand trial, and thrown into an insane asylum for the rest of his life. His wife writes a book about him and makes a lot of money. But the real winners are the cop and the cab driver, Bert and Ernie, who sue public television and become zillionaires. Well, that's the Man Minute. Happy holidays. I'm Jerry Burb, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Bob Dole here. Bob Dole would have won the election if Bob Dole had been included on The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tape. Then everyone would have loved Bob Dole, just like they love The Mean Farmer, Jerry Burp, excuse me, Virtual Plumbing, and all the other beloved items on The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tape. If Bob Dole were president, Bob Dole could send some flunky to the Mega Mart or all Homer's locations to get all the Mean Farmer box sets, plus The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tape. But now Bob Dole has to go himself, and so do you. So quit standing around. Go to the Mega Mart, go to Homer's. Get The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tape. Bob Dole's not on it. Hey, Joe, where are you going with all those Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tapes?
Well, Bill, I bought 1,000 Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tapes because when you melt the plastic cases down, you got yourself a dandy cat lamination kit.
But couldn't you do that with any tape?
Well, sure, but those other tapes might have something to do with the Huskers, and we certainly don't want to exploit our student-athletes for commercial gain.
Oh, could someone buy a tape just to listen to it?
Well, Bill,
yes!
The Mean Farmer, Nothing to Do with the Huskers tapes are available at Megamart and at all Homer's locations coast to coast now. Well, hello again, everybody. This is Dick Clark, and thousands are gathered here in Times Square.
10, 9, 1, 0. Oh, my God, it's February.
Mega Coffee. Time flies with Mega Coffee. Spring is just around the corner.
I can feel myself growing old.
Mega Coffee. Time flies.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, gender equity around the world. I've recently traveled all around the world, and you can too with a simple trip to your public library. There you'll see many books which have been made into TV shows, and by merely watching TV, we can learn a lot about strange and foreign lands from shows like Gulliver's Travels and The Beatles Anthology. Are modern men recognizing the equality of women in developing equatorial nations? Well, I saw a documentary where a woman was walking a dog rather than skinning and cleaning it. Then she threw herself and Rover onto her husband's funeral fire. In another, radical feminists were walking around topless and none of the men were leering or groping. One couldn't help but think how futile it would be to open a Hooters in such a place. So, modern man, we're seeing progress around the globe. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me. Happy New Year, and thanks for tuning in.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, you've heard about that snack time doll that chewed off a girl's hair, but hey kids, that's not the only doll that can be used for ultraviolence. Have mom and dad check out Dickie Schmooze Bite the Hand That Drags It Around dolls. There's Greg Grape Stomper, the doll with the purple feet that's supposed to crush cute little toy grapes from the Napa Valley, but you hold it up to little brother's tummy, and bang, he's writhing on the floor with the wind knocked out of him. Or Mabel Macarena. Get too close and it'll punch your lights out. And don't forget, Tickle Me OJ. You'll never be able to prove it, but Tickle Me OJ will get you if you don't watch out. To order any of the Dickie Schmooze Bite the Hand That Drags It Around dolls, send $39.95 to Dickie Schmooze Dolls, Box 1, Betsy Wetsy, Seattle.
Whoa, Seattle.
You've heard of fantasy sports camps where you spend $5,000 to train and play with retired professional athletes. They're a lot of fun, but are there any fantasy camps for other areas of life? You bet! Now there's one that'll bring you back to your primeval roots. It's Sir Nigel Pepperspray's Primitive Savage Fantasy. Hi, I'm Sir Nigel Pepperspray. The sir is not because I've been knighted by the queen, no. It's just there because I'm often mistaken for a fraud and, to use a British term, a bounder. And at my Primitive Savage Fantasy Camp, you'll be bounding naked through the jungle as you hunt for snakes for dinner and perform animal sacrifices to the spirits of big trees, the moon, and holes in the ground. Plus, you'll be a cannibal. Oh, don't worry. No one's going to eat you. You're one of the savages. And ladies, there's plenty for you, too, at Sir Nigel Pepperspray's Primitive Savage Fantasy. Your ritual body paint, made from squashed bugs, will glisten in the rain as the men fight to own you as part of their harems. Sir Nigel Pepperspray's Primitive Savage Fantasy takes place in a tropical rainforest. Okay, I couldn't get a rainforest, so we'll be spending a week in a forest preserve in Stickney, Illinois. It's your savage dream come true for less than $10,000. Sir Nigel Pepperspray's Primitive Savage Fantasy.